Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dream. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. On our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we shared another powerful Shape Up episode, and it was truly rich. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I, Coach Adams, will share for about 40 minutes into today's broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, will lend to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love, so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at that time. Have your pens and your pads, your laptops, your iPads, your tablets, whatever you need to take notes, and as we open the line, have those notes handy with those questions. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we will continue the richness in our Shape Up series. You know, for many of us, it's so difficult to see the light at the end of a dark tunnel known as life, this dark tunnel at times known as life. And that is the subject in which we're going to talk about on today, how to handle the dark time of purpose, on this journey of purpose, how do I actually handle this process? As we continue in today's broadcast, I want you to know that I encourage you, our global listening audience, to take just a quick moment to send a tweet, a message in a bottle, write on someone's Facebook wall, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We thank you for assisting us in expanding our outreach. And without further ado, we're going to jump right on into today's subject. Today's subject is one that I often get asked in my coaching practice. Coach Adams, how do you handle the dark spots of purpose? How do you handle when life sends you various challenges? How do you handle when it seems like you can't bear anything else, and yet you get hit with one more thing? How do you handle those dark times in life when you're fighting on this journey of purpose? How do you see the light at the end of the journey, at the end of the tunnel, when you're fighting to manifest your vision and you can never understand why you keep getting hit with one challenge after another, one circumstance after another, and you start to question, am I even doing what I should be doing? Is there anything going to lighten up for me? Am I ever going to get a breakthrough? Manifesting a vision is not an easy process, and challenges will always come. Life's journey is filled with bumps in the road, hurdles that we have to jump over, obstacles that we have to navigate around, barriers that we have to break through. And so today we're going to be giving you some keys around how do you, in the midst of those dark places, press through in spite of, so that your goals can be accomplished, your vision can be manifested, and you can ultimately live your dream. I know I'm not alone when I talk about that life is laced with challenges. I know that others of you listening in, I don't know your personal circumstances, but I would anticipate that you're probably dealing with some circumstances, some challenges, and you're trying to figure out, where do I go from here? And I know, I want you to know that Coach Adams, as you know, often is very transparent with, these are questions that I have asked along my journey. When will I get a breakthrough? Where do I go from here? You know, saying, wow, I can't handle anything else, and yet here's something else. Here's yet another challenge, another issue, another problem to solve. Well, I want to encourage you today on Motivational Mondays, and I want to first tell you that this light at the end of the tunnel is that light of hope. There is always hope. In the midst of the circumstances, there is always a greater tomorrow. The challenge is getting through the dark spots. And that's what we're specifically talking about today, how to handle those dark places. And I always relate things to our purpose, but it can relate to a relationship. It can relate to a loss. It can relate to challenges on the job, whatever that may look like for you. But because I am, quote, unquote, the purpose coach, I always reconnect things with this journey of purpose. But I want you to know that it crosses over into other areas. So know that whatever you may be facing today, my hope is that when we conclude today's broadcast, this hour of power, that you will leave in a position inspired, motivated, encouraged, feeling a little bit more hopeful than maybe when you engage on today's broadcast. If you have a pen and pad in front of you, or if you're on your tablet or your iPad, I want to encourage you to do something for me, because I'm going to give you, as I often do, an acronym. And as you know, Coach Adams loves to do that because I really believe that it helps you to reconnect and it simplifies what we may be discussing on today. And I want you to know that later in our broadcast, we will be opening up the lines for you to make a comment, maybe you have a question or what have you around today's broadcast, maybe you have some insight that you have gleaned on your journey that you can share with our global listening audience that's listening in today. We would love to hear from you. And I want to just give you a heads up to be prepared at that time when we open the line. But right now, I would like for you to write on your paper vertically the word purpose, or on your iPad, your tablet, your laptop, your desktop. Wherever you're capturing notes of the wisdom that will be shared on this evening, I want you to write down vertically purpose, because we're going to talk about specifically how do I handle the dark times on my journey of purpose. And the first thing is I want to remind us that we must persist. You know, this thing of persistence is not just, you know, for example, if you went to someone's door, you don't knock on that door once and hope to get in. You have to do what's called importuning. You're knocking with great vibrancy and great passion. You're knocking consistently. You are persisting. You want the person that's on the other side to open that door. How does that relate with your journey of purpose? You have to keep asking. You have to keep seeking. You have to keep knocking in spite of the challenges, in spite of all of the stuff. Because when the stuff rises up against you and you're in that dark place, if you stop asking, if you stop seeking, if you stop knocking, you now quit in the midst of, and you're not putting things in the atmosphere that you need to continue to put in the atmosphere so that you can, in fact, have a seed in the ground, as one would say, that has been planted to reap a harvest. So you cannot allow the circumstances to allow you to feel overwhelmed and you stop in the midst of your process. You have to continue to progress forward and to do it with persistence. Keep asking, keep seeking, and keep knocking in spite of what, Coach Adams? In spite of whatever that circumstance is that you would say is a dark time of the soul for you. Because the reality is that life is about seasons. Life is about seasons. There's always a summer, there's always a spring, there's always a winter, there's always a fall. And I want you to know that wherever you are in this process of seasons, all seasons are subject to change. So know that where you are today is not where you're going to be tomorrow or the following day. You just simply have to progress through where you are in this very moment. How do you do that? You continue to persist. You make up in your mind that you're going to fight for your vision, that you're going to fight that your goals are achieved, that you're going to fight that you live out your dreams. Don't be on this planet living life and just existing. This is one that I struggle with often. I often say I don't want to just be existing. I want to live a life that is fulfilled, that is a life of abundance, that is a life that's making an impact. And that's a conscious decision that one has to make, and you have to declare it, and you have to speak it, and you have to say it. So I want to encourage you today. How do you handle the dark times on your journey of purpose? Number one, you must persist. What else do you need to do? As I just stated, you need to understand the season that you are in. Are you in a spring? Are you in a summer? Are you in a fall? Are you in a winter? Because there's different attire that's required based on the season that you're in. You wouldn't wear the same thing in spring that you would wear in winter. You wouldn't wear the same thing in winter that you would wear in the summer. There's different attire required based on what season you are in. So you have to understand what season you're in. And the reality is, and my bishop often says this, if you're not in a storm, you're just coming out of a storm or you're on your way to a storm. What that says is it's speaking to this process of understanding that life is about seasons. And we have to go through all of those various seasons which make life so vibrant. You can't just have life that's full of summer and that's it. It would be nice. I am one, being a Southern California native, Coach Adams must admit, I prefer spring and summer. If I could bypass fall and winter, I would do it every time. Fortunate to live it here in California, in that, you know, I'm often saying that even in this season right now, as we are in fall, have approached fall, that, you know, California was a little late in getting that official memo, and it gets the memo and then it forgets, and we have these beautiful 80-degree weather days, and it's quote-unquote fall. Wherever you may be, your weather may not be the same. There are other places that clearly have distinct seasons, but life is likened to the same, that there are distinct seasons in life, and the key of understanding your season is knowing that for each season, my attire is different. How I handle and progress through that season is different. So I want to encourage you, number one, to stay mindful on your journey of handling the dark times, on your journey of purpose to persist. Keep asking, seeking, and knocking in spite of. Understand your season. Are you in the spring? Are you in the summer? Are you in the fall? Are you in a winter? The other is that we must run the race with endurance. You know, I often think about a term that's based on the Word of God, that the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to the one that endures. And so often on our journey, we give up, we quit, we throw in the towel. And for many of us, we throw in the towel right before we get the breakthrough. We're right at the boiling point, but we quit and we throw in the towel just before we get the breakthrough. So I want to encourage you to run your race of purpose with endurance. Persist through those challenges. Persist through those obstacles. Understand the season that you are in and run your race with endurance. Being faithful. You know, I often think about, and my mentors shared this and gave me a different point of view, that we are to be faithful on our journey, that the focus, and all of us want to achieve success. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. We all want to achieve success. But the key on our journey to getting and gaining that success is that we are faithful, that we are doing our due diligence, that we are walking and being disciplined, that we are intentional. You know, I often share with individuals, especially when I'm teaching on spiritual principles, that unlike natural growth, spiritual growth doesn't just happen. The same is true for success. Success does not just happen. Your goals don't just manifest. Your vision doesn't just come a reality. Living your dreams doesn't just happen. You have to be deliberate, focused, intentional, and disciplined. This is a process of running the race with endurance. Yes, it's going to get difficult at times. You know, so often we get and see a road map, but it doesn't tell us the terrain that we have to go through in the process. Even today, if you put in an address, the destination of where you're trying to go to your Google Maps or Siri or whoever it is, when you put it in, they start to map that process, but they don't tell you what the traffic looks like. They don't tell you if there's a road closure, there's been an accident. It simply tells you how to get from where you are to the destination. The same is true on our journey of purpose. We never know what things we're going to have to deal with along the way, overcome along the way, press through along the way. But the key is endurance, that we endure. We don't give up. We don't quit. And that is a mindset. You know, there are times on our journey it gets tough, being transparent with you. Our global listening audience tuned in today to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. The reality is at times the journey gets difficult and the questions rise. How am I going to make it through the next moment? But you have to have that mindset that is, in spite of the obstacles, the challenges, whatever, I will persist until I succeed. I will not give up. I will not quit. That quitting is not an option. When you fall down, you get back up. You get back in the race, and you continue to run your race with endurance. The next leg of our journey is P. Plan your work and work your plan. We have to keep before us when we're dealing with the dark spots. We have to stay mindful of our vision. We have to continue to plan our work and work our plan. Keep the blueprint of our lives before us. Keep the blueprint of our assignment, our purpose, our goals, our vision before us. You know, so often people start the year and they write out all of these New Year's resolutions and they write out all of these goals. And now we're in November. The year is about to come to a close. Many have not looked at, quote unquote, their blueprint for their lives just for this one year since they started the year. As a coach, I often recommend that you look at your goals. Have a clear vision for your day, starting your day, closing your day. For some, you may want to check in with it midday, but you don't want to just be on this journey without there being a clear plan. So again, we want to plan our work and work our plan. Keep the blueprint of life before us. Make sure that the vision continues to be clear, that we know why we are doing what we are doing, that we continue this progression. And so if you're struggling with where you are and you don't know the why, you need to tap into that. And Coach Adams often reminds us that the why is more significant than how. We need to know why am I on this journey and what has set us on this path. So that when the challenges and the obstacles come, I'm now reminded of the greater cause to all of it. So everything has to have a greater cause association. You have to, we have to, I have to continue to build my muscles as an overcomer, overcoming obstacles and challenges. You know, when someone becomes a champion, when someone becomes a gold medalist, when someone wins the Super Bowl ring, whatever it may be, they have learned to overcome obstacles. They didn't just get out there one time and they were successful. They had to overcome obstacles. They had to overcome challenge after challenge, defeat after defeat, and build their muscles of being one that is one that can overcome. You know, I often use this analogy that this process of overcoming is learning how to recover more quickly. So maybe you had a devastating situation happen that it took you 6 months to recover, that the next time something similar happens, you've grown from that, and now it takes you 3 months. The next situation that comes up, it's now a month. The next situation, it's now 3 weeks, down to a week, down to a couple of days, down to a day, down to hours, that we're learning how to be greater overcomers, that I must continue to overcome the obstacles, that we're talking about how to handle those dark times on my journey of purpose. How do I see the light at the end of the tunnel? I understand that I must continue to persist. I have to keep asking, seeking, knocking in spite of the darkness. How do I see the light at the end of the tunnel? I must understand the season that I am in. Am I in a spring, summer, fall, or a winter? And I have to dress accordingly. How do I see the light at the end of the tunnel? I must run the race with endurance. How do I see the light at the end of the tunnel? I must plan my work and work my plan, continuously connecting with the blueprint of my life and seeing the vision before me, that it doesn't get lost in the mirage of the stuff, that I know what's driving me and I'm clear on why I'm on this journey. How do I see the light at the end of the tunnel? I must successfully grow in this process of overcoming obstacles. How do I see the light at the end of the tunnel? I have to stay focused on my vision. I must keep the vision before me. I must stay focused and committed to the target. I must not deviate. I must keep my trajectory in the direction of my goals, in the direction of my vision, so that I can, in fact, live out my dreams. In the midst of all the stuff, in spite of, I must stay focused. And I must continuously be evolving and growing, shifting and changing as I need to, upgrading my map to the now reality, allowing my mind to grow and shift, seeing things differently, continuing to feed my inner man with those words that would empower and encourage me so that I'm continuously evolving and growing. This journey of purpose and manifesting one's vision, as I stated earlier, it's not an easy process, but I must say it is a very fulfilling process. It's challenging as well. I often reference Mark Twain's novel book, The Tale of Two Cities. It can be the very best of times, and it can also be the worst of times because of the challenges. But all of it comes together, all of it works together for the fulfillment of your vision and your purpose. And so you can't quit. You can't throw in the towel just because it gets difficult, just because you've gotten a no, just because someone said you can't. You have to figure out, how can I? You know, so often, for example, an athlete on the football field, the one that gets the ball and is tackled and makes the touchdown, he has to be able to stretch just a little bit greater to make it in that goal zone, that end zone, than anyone else, that greater push. And for each and every one of us on our journey, we have to continue to, I'm going to make it on the other side, with the mindset that quitting is not an option. And looking at, how do you have to redefine? Redefining is not necessarily a negative thing. It's a positive thing to think about. And it doesn't mean that you're necessarily stepping away from your vision. It means you're making a shift where you need to make the shift so that your vision can and will continue to live. You know, I think about as we're approaching, and I'm in the process now of marketing and promoting for my next Wind Shop. And as you know, those that are regular listeners, that Coach Adams has and offers a full circle of empowerment. And this full circle of empowerment starts every week with Motivational Mondays. Twice a year, there is 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, a live Wind Shop that's offered in January and July, and our next event is already on the calendar. We're already promoting. Tickets are being sold for January the 28th. If you want additional information regarding this amazing opportunity to come together in a live environment with like-minded people, dealing with strategies that would support you on your journey, being empowered, networking, vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment, you want to definitely plan now to be in attendance January 28th at the next 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. You can visit ticketriver.com/Coach Adams for more information. ticketriver.com/Coach Adams for more information. Why do I even bring that up? I bring that up because each workshop that I've had that has been hosted, there has been these moments of a dark time on my journey of purpose, you know, trying to figure out how will I see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I've had to remind myself that I can't quit, that I must persist, that I have to understand the season that I'm in, dress accordingly, and govern myself through this season based on what's needful for spring is different for winter. What's needful for summer is different for fall. That I must run the race with endurance. I remember seeing this YouTube video of a young lady who was in a race, and I can't remember what the race was, but I was so amazed because I think it was a 100-meter dash or whatever it was that she was running, and it was a competition, and she literally fell flat on her face in the midst of this race. And she was considered to have lost the race. She had a great lead. I mean, she was definitely on the track for winning this race. And then she falls in the midst of the race. And the commentaries are saying that she's going to lose. Oh, how unfortunate. She was right there. She was about to win, so on and so forth. And so when she falls down, what I loved and what was so empowering and encouraging to me, she fell down, but she got back up. She didn't allow herself to stay down. She didn't wallow in the fact that she fell. And what was even more amazing, and for those of you that are connected with us socially and are a part of the Motivational Mondays group forum, the open forum that we have to stay connected with you through Facebook, I will post this video there for you. But she got up. She had a lead. She fell. She was counted out. She got up. And she regained her position and won the race. That, for me, showed one that their mindset was a mindset that quitting was not an option. Is your mindset that of one that quitting is not an option, or when the obstacles come your way, you throw in the towel, you give up, you start, woe is me, nobody knows the trouble I've seen, nobody knows what I'm dealing with, boo-hoo, my life is just crap? Or do you muster up on the inside and start to fight to see hope in the midst of circumstances that may appear to be hopeless? Maintain your hope in the midst of those dark places is so key, because that hope is the light at the end of the tunnel, that where you are today is not where you will continue to be. This is a time in our broadcast where we are going to welcome you, our globalistic audience, to chime in. I want you to know that this is a safe space here on Motivational Monday. So we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1. On your telephone keypad, press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are on your electronic device, you do need to dial in. Dial 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, don't be shy. Would love to know if you've gotten anything from what has been discussed on today as we are talking about how to see the light at the end of the tunnel and how to handle those dark times on your journey of purpose, understanding that manifesting a vision and achieving your goals is not an easy feat, and it can oftentimes be very challenging. So I want to hear from you. And again, we invite you to chime in. Don't be shy. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. And I want to remind you in this brief moment of why we are here. Your coach is in session. If you need coaching in your life right where you are, I want you to know that I am here for you. So I want to take a quick moment to remind you of that very fact by the way of this simple little jingle. Welcome back to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. Again, I want to remind you that this is the time in our broadcast that we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. We would love to hear from you. Are you getting any benefit from what has been shared? Have you gotten a takeaway? Is there anything that's standing out? Is something not clear? Can we answer a question for you? Do you have a comment? Maybe you have some wisdom and insight to share from your point of view with our global listening audience. We invite you to share with us. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're on your electronic device, you do need to dial in. You would dial in by calling 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 to add yourself to the host queue, and I want to remind you, don't be scared. This is a safe space. Get your questions answered. Get the breakthrough that you need. We enjoy this time, and we encourage you, our globalistic audience, to chime in. We love the interactivity. It's a great environment because you may be thinking the very thing that someone else is thinking, and they won't chime in. Nevertheless, we're going to continue in today's broadcast around today's subject, and I want us to be reminded of what we've been talking about. We've been really taking the time to get into shape so that we can win today. We're fighting to see the light at the end of that dark tunnel on our journey of purpose in life and in general, we're trying to assess, how do I handle those areas of darkness, those dark times when I feel like I am in this valley and I need a mag light just to get through this valley experience. I'm trying to make it to the mountaintop and the sun has gone down and it's dark and gloomy and I'm pressing through these circumstances and this stuff. I'm fighting and I'm kicking. Do you know that a lot of the great songs and hits that have topped the charts came out of one's dark time of the soul, as one would say, those dark spots, those valley experiences? Do you know that some of the greatest work, the greatest books, the greatest businesses, I can go on, came out of those dark places? Inventions came out of those dark places. I, on occasion, have mentioned to you, for example, the movie Joy, where she was the creator of the original Miracle Mop, the self-ringing mop. You may not have a Miracle Mop, but many of us have self-ringing mops, and it came out of a dark time in her life. And so know that these dark spots, if we learn how to press beyond the darkness and not allow ourselves to spiral down, but we learn how to use it and leverage it, redefine it to press through. You know, I have a friend in my life, and so often it's so cute because she'll get into this dark place, and I'm so grateful in that my life is so active and busy that I don't have the luxury, and I often tell people, I don't have the luxury to just go to that dark place. Why? Because stuff is still happening. You know, Motivational Monday still has to happen regardless. 4 Hours of Power will happen regardless. My coaching still happens regardless. Whatever it is, it still happens. My service in the ministry still happens regardless. And so when you have stuff that's going on, it helps you to continue to press beyond those dark spots. And so with that said, I want to remind us of what we have talked about today, because it is this redefining those dark spots that will, without question, truly empower us to make it to the other side. It will equip us to see the light at the end of the tunnel. It gives us what we need to handle those dark spots. And so let's be reminded as we recap, we have to persist. This importuning, this asking and asking again and asking over and over. Do you know that it takes 7 impressions before one, quote unquote, makes a decision, before you can get the sale, before you can get the business, before you can get the yes? And so if we quit after 5, then we missed it. So when we go in knowing that sometimes I have to ask and ask and ask and ask again before I even get the yes, and then there are times when, yes, you're going to get no, but each no gets you that much closer to your yes. And so I want to encourage you to continue to persist, to continue to kick. Do not quit. Don't you do it. Do not quit. Understand your season, as we stated before, and dress accordingly. Dress appropriately for a springtime. Dress appropriately for summer. Can you imagine, if you will, you know, I remember I went to the Ukraine. I had the fortunate opportunity to go to the Ukraine. And when I got to the Ukraine, it was freezing cold. I had to have the right outerwear, our outer garments for this winter that I was embracing in the Ukraine. But when I was there, literally the day before I left, and the whole time I was there, You didn't see the sun. It was freezing cold. I'm saying literally having to bundle the head and wrap the neck and have on the fur and the boots and just the right outerwear, hat, whatever it was. And then the day before I left, the weather shifted. The sun came out, and you literally saw this shift that all of the fur coats that had been out, the fur coats were tucked away. People were still wearing parkas. There was a shifting because the season was shifting. Can you imagine in the summers that we've been having, it's 90 degrees outside and you're wearing a fur coat? You're not dressed according to the season. And many of us are not dressed according to the season that we're in life. And we're in a summer and we have on a big coat. And we're sweating and we're hot and we're uncomfortable because we're not dressed accordingly. Run the race with endurance. Remember, it's not about being swift. It's not about being strong. But it is about how will you endure. Any great success story is a success story that the backdrop is one of an individual that had to endure circumstances. And so when we're talking about this process of handling the dark times, I must persist. Yes, we've talked about that. I must have on the right attire that I can't have a mink coat on if I'm in a summer in my life. I have to dress according to the season that I'm in. But first, I must locate myself. And many of us, we don't know where we are. And so that is a part of our challenge in that we haven't taken the time to locate where we are. If you're in a storm, know that you're in a storm, but know that you need to batten down the hatches and prepare for the season that you're in. Run the race with endurance. The race is not given to the swift nor to the strong. Yes, you should grow and be stronger. Yes, you should grow and be more swift, but know that that does not determine your success in the race. It is the endurance, how you endure. Plan your work and work your plan. Having a clear plan, first and foremost. Many start their day, they have not outlined anything. They're flying by the seat of their pants. And then they get frustrated when they don't accomplish anything. They're feeling, you know, nothing is getting done. Well, you're not planning. Do you know that the three basic ways that we are defeated, and one of them is we don't have a plan. We are not committed to that plan that we may have in place. So the first thing is we must have a plan. And we talk about this in our vision training and strategic planning empowerment workshop, 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams, the significance of having a plan. Having a strategic plan in place that you can continuously reconnect with, we have to be able to envision what our journey is. So you have to have that plan. Growing in your recovery of overcoming the stuff, the obstacles, the hurdles, whatever it may be, overcoming the stuff. You know, so often the mindset or the lack thereof is what defeats us because the battle is in our mind. And for some of you, this may be a reminder, certain aspects of this, but sometimes we need to be reminded that I need to do a checkup on where is my mind. Do I have a mindset of one who is an overcomer? Or do I have the mindset of one who says, I will easily quit? Stuff happens and I throw in the towel and I quit. Well, do you know that if you are not actively involved in life, life will happen and decisions will be made all around you. And I would much rather participate, be a participant. So you can't go unconscious just because things get tough. You can't. It would be easy to crawl into a little hole, cover it up, and say, it's a wrap. But that is not the case. As long as we have breath in our bodies and we are still living in the dash of what you may be saying, Coach Adams, the dash between our sunrise and our sunset, then there is still work for us to do. There is still an assignment for you to fulfill. You are still on this earth with life and breath in your body because your job here on earth is not done. If it was done, you would no longer be here. There would no longer be a need for you to be residing here on earth. You would go to whatever the next phase is that you believe in. And so this process of overcoming obstacles is key because you have to build your muscles in this area. You can't see the obstacle and the hurdle and say, oh, I'm not going to jump over. You have to figure out how to jump over that hurdle, how to break through those obstacles, those barriers. A barrier is simply, when we're dealing with frustration, it's simply a barrier to our goals. So if you're in a place feeling frustrated, it's because there's a barrier to your goal. Figure out how will you break through that barrier. Stop just sitting, murmuring and complaining, wallowing in the stuff. Figure out, what do I need to do to get on the other side? Coach Adams lives this daily. Please do not think that my journey is easy because of the anointing. It's not. I still have to process through what I'm sharing with you, and so often I feel like my journey is even greater because of how I'm being used to encourage and inspire and motivate others, that continuously I'm having to live it in those dark spots myself. That I have to stay focused. You have to stay focused on your vision, on your goals, on your dreams. And that we would be continuously evolving, growing, getting better, improving. Wow, how quickly an hour of power flies by. I want to share a few things with you as we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays here on Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams, yours truly. In closing, I want to share with you and remind you that I want to stay connected. We want to keep this dialogue going, so feel free to join the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, the group, if you're not already a part of that. It is an open forum. We want you to know that we truly appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams. Oh, my goodness, I have a powerful in-studio guest on next week. In November, we have powerhouses, all-stars, that will be gracing our virtual boardroom. On next week's installment, we have Kiki McKnight, and we're going to be speaking about pursuing a dream authentically. Pursuing a dream authentically. Kiki McKnight is a writer and content creator for film, television, stage, and digital. Real excited about the wisdom and the insight that we will glean as we sit at her feet next week and have a discussion that I know will prove to be rich around pursuing a dream authentically. I, Coach Adams, want to stay connected with you. If you are not already a part of my network, please visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. I want to share with you and remind you again that I have, Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success twice a year. As we mentioned earlier, in January and July, we offer a live empowerment win shop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. This is a live time to shape up and win with like-minded individuals. 4 hours of power is a powerful time of vision, training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. You don't want to miss it. And through the month of November, buy 2 tickets and get the 3rd free so you can shape up with a couple of friends and be empowered with others and give the gift of empowerment. Receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. Plan now. As I stated, we are doing a special promotion for November. What a great opportunity to bless someone else, to give the gift of empowerment, and to take the journey with others in your network. In addition, sponsorship opportunities are always available, so if you would like additional information, you may call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or email admin@coachadams.com, email admin@coachadams.com. You want to stay tuned and connected, share with a friend the richness that you have received, write on our Facebook wall, send a tweet, Instagram, whatever it is, just communicate that you got something. Maybe you didn't interact with us live, but you got the richness. Would love to hear that. I thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays. And as we close out today's installment, be reminded of how you would handle the obstacles that come your way and those dark spots of purpose. How do you handle it? Let's remember our acronym as we close out. P, persist. U, understand your season. R, run the race with endurance. P, plan your work and work your plan. O, overcome obstacles. S, stay focused on your vision. E, evolve. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams, one who inspires. I coach and you win.